Time for us to look back at the weekend's football action. David Clark, the Chief Executive of the British Paralympic Association, joins us once again. Was it a good weekend for you, David? I know the team's summer is good and bad, but what about yourself?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. The nerves jangling at both ends of the table. I think, obviously, you have to start with recognising City winning their third league in a row. Basically made very easy pickings with Chelsea, having made 9 changes for the game. Just shows you the depth and the quality that they've got. Comfortable 1-0 winners. Everyone rested for the upcoming Champions League final. So you got to take your hat off to them, I suppose. The other side of that is that they have 115 Premier League charges pending, for which, of course, they say they are not guilty. And that must be a little bit of an overshadow of what we're seeing. But what you cannot deny is the absolute fantastic nature of the football that's being played. And it is truly remarkable, I think, to see some of the football that they played this season. Having had, I think it's fair to say, Al, a bit of a strange start, really, with losses to Brentford and Tottenham and, of course, Liverpool. And you're thinking, are these guys the same? But they've been better than ever. And Arsenal have just fallen away.
It's probably fair to say a lot of the teams have had a bit of a ropey start, you know, in England and Scotland to the season itself. City, of course, you would not expect the start they had for the quality of players they have. And I think we've mentioned before, and I still stand by the fact, I think Arsenal lost the league rather than City won the league. Rather, I don't want to take anything away from them, but, you know, I think Arsenal underperformed when they had some great opportunities.
Yeah, you've only got to look at their last 8 games. I think they won 2 out of the last 8 and lost 3 of them. And of course, they lost on Saturday against Nottingham Forest. If you're going to be winning the league, you can't be doing that. The games, I think, that obviously being 2-0 up at Anfield and absolutely thrashing Liverpool in the first half an hour and then ending up drawing 2-2 and then doing exactly the same thing at West Ham the following week and then going 2-0 down to Bournemouth. I think they've really felt the pressure. But I also think that Saliba getting injured at the time he did was catastrophic. Everyone was talking about Jesus and how much of a problem that would be. But actually, they scored the goals. That wasn't a problem. The issue was at the back, and Saliba had really given them that solidity and really got Gabriel playing well. I think as soon as he got injured and Thomas Partey sort of dropped off, I think that made a hell of a difference to how they performed. And I think, you know, City just cantered past them in the end, haven't they? And they won it by a mile.
That was a lot at the top of the table. As you say, a great night for City, the European football as well to look forward to. So, you know, still great things to come from them. Any other matches stand out for you the weekend? Were you at Anfield?
I was at Anfield, yeah, for Bobby Firmino's last home game. Of course, he had to score, didn't he? I didn't look like anyone was going to score, actually. And another bit of, we'll just celebrate Bobby for a moment. I mean, he is the player that enabled Liverpool to play in the style they've played for years. You know, he pressing from the front and really allowing the likes of Mane and Salah to get forward and the fullbacks to get forward. And I think he's going to be hugely missed. But of course, you know, he's getting older and there's probably a lot of logic in him leaving. But I think you can't underestimate the role he played in all the things that Liverpool have won over the last few years. So that was fantastic to say a proper farewell to him, and for him to get a goal in the 90th minute or so was incredible. But I can't walk past the VAR decision on Saturday, which probably was correct. Offside goal for Gapco probably was correct. But the bit I can't get over is why the referee had to go to the screen to give an offside decision. Mm. I mean, offside is either offside or it's not. And why it required a referee to go over there, I just find that absolutely crazy. I think the most important goal of the weekend, maybe Everton's equaliser at Wolves. Obviously, it was 90 plus 6 minutes, something like that. But it could be the most vital goal scored all season, because that's given them the edge now and puts it in their own hands next week, whereas they could have been on level points with Leeds. We've still got Leicester to play tonight. And then the other one, you know, Brighton, a little bit topsy-turvy at the moment. Win one, lose one, win one, lose one. But they've guaranteed themselves European football, which I think is absolutely terrific for a team that plays such fantastic football.
Not a great game for them last week. I had higher hopes, but as you say, no, great where they are at the moment. Well done to them. Scottish Premiership weekend, the league is wrapped up. But, you know, here we go again, Celtic. You know, were you expecting a win from the team? And it was a 2-2 draw with St Mirren. And I used to always think Inverness, Caledonian Thistle were Celtic's banana skin team, but it's turned out to be St Mirren. beginning of the season, St Mirren beating Celtic as well. Then it was a 2-2 draw, pretty hard-fought game as well. And you just wonder if they think, you know, they've won the league, so you know, let's just not exert ourselves. But, you know, that's a story for another day, I suppose. Rangers carrying on their winning form as well. 3-1 win for them. Great match. Although, if you look at the press, I think Rangers have been linked with every single player who's up for sale anywhere in the world at the moment. It seems to be. Everyone's up for grabs.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. I sort of think about the St Mirren game. Must be quite tough, actually, because it's a bit like when teams like Bolton or Blackburn or Oldham were in the Premier League. You know, you think of it as a game you should win, but actually they're really tough. You know, they're in the Premiership for a reason. You go into that anything less than on the top of your game, and you're going to find it difficult. Yeah,
and we had Hearts as well playing. And I thought this was an Aberdeen win. This one's going to be another one in the bag. But you know, Hearts pulled out the bag, took the points off Aberdeen, who are not an easy team to beat at the moment, even at this stage of the season as well. We talk about Motherwell because we have the split in the Scottish Premiership. So the split's at the top six and bottom six. So there's all to play for in the bottom six if you want to get to the top. Motherwell and Livingston still battling it out for the top spot there. Both teams doing well at the weekend, although I'd say Motherwell had the hardest game, even though they were playing Ross County, who are, you know, looking at Championship football at the moment, staring down the barrel at it. It was quite a match. It was a really hard-fought match, plenty of energy in there. I think the goal came in something like 11 minutes of extra time from Van Dien, who at the moment is just one of these players who just cannot help but score goals. So they took the win, but Livingston as well. So the battle's still on there, even though there's only, what, two matches left of the Premier League.
Yeah, it's a very, very late winner, wasn't it? Kevin Van Dien, it just keeps banging the goals in. It's incredible. But, of course, we can't walk past your neighbour getting a yellow card for a bit of foul play, Al. What's all that about?
Shame.
Yeah. I mean, a disgrace, really. Absolute disgrace. But they're in great form, aren't they? That's the thing. It's incredible, really, that if you're going into this split in form, it actually really helps, doesn't it? Because you know you're going to be playing the lower half of the table, and if you're in great form, you can finish top of that group. So good luck to Motherwell and Livingston, and may the best team, Motherwell, win.
Are you... Well said. So what are you looking forward to this week? Lots happened this week, of course, and the weekend.
Yeah, so I think, you know, probably should mention Man City, Madrid in the week, and Manchester City doing an absolute job on Madrid, which made them look so pedestrian. I just found that staggering that they were able to do that. It was almost the perfect first half of football, and it was just incredible. But this week, you know, you've got the big one next week where you've got Everton at home to Bournemouth and Leeds at home to Tottenham. I guess, you know, if you're Leeds United, you need Leicester to lose both of their games, Newcastle tonight and their game against Chelsea next week. And then you've got to hope that that Everton lose as well, and then you win. So I think we're starting to settle down, Al, now to who's going down, and it's looking most likely to be Southampton, Leicester and Leeds, because I think that Everton crowd will get behind them, and I think they'll pull it out of the bag as regards getting 3 points. And to be honest, they probably only need 1 point on Sunday. For myself, I have the opportunity to go and watch Liverpool away at Southampton, but with train strikes and other issues around, I think I may pass up that opportunity. Not a lot to be had down at Southampton, and I can only imagine the fans will be a little bit upset down there as well at being relegated.
Don't
and it's a shame, you know, they're a good club, but three have to go down and three have to come up. So, as I say, there's not much to be decided on the last day. As a Liverpool fan, I need two Manchester United losses and Liverpool to beat Southampton to get into the Champions League. That isn't going to happen. You heard it here first. That's not going to happen. And I say that in the hope that me saying it won't happen means that it does.
We will soon find out. Well, you've got Celtic playing Hibs this week. We'll see what happens there when they travel to Easter Road to play Hibs. And in fact, the last game of the season for Hearts will be against Hibs, so we get an Edinburgh derby to look forward to as well at the end of the season. Game for me this week, though, has got to be Wednesday, Motherwell Livingston.
Battling
it out. We'll look forward to that one. We'll see how the predictions go, David. We'll catch up with you again next week, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Looking forward to our last session before the summer. So thanks a lot, Al. Speak soon.